WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
To forecast the weather, we need to know something about the moisture content of the atmosphere. Since it cannot rain without moisture, water vapor imagery helps show where the moisture is located in the atmosphere. Water vapor is not seen in either the visible or the infrared imagery, but it can be readily observed in the water vapor imagery. The view of water vapor is typically seen in grayscale images where black or very dark areas show an absence of moisture, while gray to white areas show areas with higher moisture content. Now, the big advantage to this type of imagery is that dark areas show where the moisture level in the atmosphere is low. These dark areas also indicate sinking air, indicate ridging, and areas where there is no support for the development of precipitation. Moisture is indicated in areas ranging from very light gray, where there is some moisture, to areas of bright white, indicating higher moisture content, as well as rising air, which can lead to the formation of precipitation. Some water vapor imagery can also be enhanced to bring out certain features. One of my favorite satellite sites includes water vapor images with very dry air highlighted with brown shades, while very moisture-rich areas are highlighted with magenta or cyan. This dramatic difference means that a quick glance will identify the driest areas from the wettest areas. Now, there's no substitute for looking at the sounding taken by the radiosonde flown aloft by weather balloons. But for a quick check on where moisture is or moisture isn't, water vapor images come in handy. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.